My dearest Anna, I have just returned from a garden walk where I overheard my sister, my brother and Mr. Soames in conversation. I cannot understand how I have earned such contempt. I have always loved them so. It seems I am to be sent away. My mother will no longer talk to me. My reasoning falls on unhearing ears. I am desperate. I am compelled to play the hypocrite and marry a man who, with pride, professes to take delight in the curbing and sinking of a woman's spirit. I had hoped to delay them until my cousin, Colonel Morden, arrives, but they are set against that. But what creature can think of marrying so as to live at continual enmity with all her relations? I enclose a letter sent to me by Mr. Lovelace. He says that he has more reasons than ever from news he has heard regarding my family. How he receives this news is unclear to me. That I am to be prevailed upon by force, if not by fair means, to fall in with my brother's measures, and sees but too plainly that I am preparing him to expect it. Please, my dearest Clarissa,
do not give in to their malice. You must know that I promise to do everything I can do with honour to bring about a reconciliation between your family and myself. I offer you my protection. I agree to comply with all your conditions. I assure you that your family will be desirous for reconciliation the moment you are out of their power. I suggest that you put yourself into the protection of my uncle, Lord M., and the ladies of the household, Charlotte Montague and Lady Betty. If that is not agreeable, I would also be happy to set you up in a house of your own in London, which I would fill with my family and lady visitors.
The third suggestion is to meet and marry him directly. A man whose morals I am far from being satisfied with, a step that could not be taken with the least hope of ever obtaining a reconciliation with any of my family, and against which 1,000 objections spring to mind. No, this cannot be thought of. For the fifth night in a row, he tells me, he sleeps in the coppice near the Ivy Summer House. He begs me to meet him there. As I write to you, it will be Wednesday tomorrow. The day I am to be sent to Uncle Antony's for my marriage to Mr. Soames.